Author Richard Powers won the Pulitzer Prize in Fiction in 2019 for his book, The Overstory, about activism, resistance, and the natural world. His new novel, Bewilderment, looks at climate change and animal extinction through the eyes of a widowed father and his 9-year-old son. Powers is coming to the Egyptian Theater in Boise on April 18th as part of the Cabin's Readings and Conversation series, and he's joining us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
So, as I mentioned, you won the Pulitzer Prize in 2019 for your book, The Overstory. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was my 11th novel. I've been writing novels for almost 40 years, as terrifying as that number sounds to me. I knew that I wanted to write a book that took relations between humans and the more than human world in a way that might be a little bit more serious or more central than a lot of contemporary fiction usually addresses those relations. In short, I wanted to put non-human characters on stage and have them play a central role in the story on equal footing with human beings. In the case of the Overstory, the non-humans that I wanted to include as characters in the novel were trees. I had fallen in love with coastal redwoods while I was teaching at Stanford University in the early 2010s. And I was so taken with these trees and with the redwood forests that I realized that I myself had been somewhat blind to trees and to plants throughout most of my life. I was about 55 when I had this conversion experience, meeting an enormous ancient redwood tree whose dimensions and whose life unfolded on a scale that was beyond my imagining. And I thought, you know, it's time that I take seriously the creatures that make our existence here possible and to put them at the center of the story. And that's what I did over the course of a very long novel that has 9 humans as characters, but also puts alongside those humans trees of many different species and tells the story, the drama of the conflict between trees and human beings in a traditional novelistic way.
And your new book, Bewilderment, follows Theo and his son Robin. Tell us a little bit about that, because in this book, it's more than really just this story of this father and son. You have some really incredible descriptions of the natural world in this book as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, when I finished Overstory, I saw it as a kind of watershed, a kind of culmination of my writing and an arrival point at a new understanding in the story of our place here in the world, not as a separate thing, but as part of a greater, broader community. But I didn't have the energy in me at the age of 62 to write another 600-page epic with a large number of characters unfolding over centuries. And yet I still wanted to stay inside the basic thematic space of the Overstory. I wanted to continue telling tales about individual people who were trying to reconnect to the neighbors. And that's where I hit upon doing something on a much smaller scale, much more intimate, shorter, a first-person story of this young widower, Theo Byrne, and his 9-year-old son, Robin. Robin is a very unusual boy. He's what we would call neurodivergent. He's extremely sensitive. He's still traumatized by the death of his mother that happens just a couple of years before the start of the story. Mm-hmm. And he wants to know more about his mother's work. His mother had devoted her life to animal rights. And in the course of learning more about his mother, he begins to understand the terrible truths of the moment that we're living in, the truths of climate catastrophe and of species extinction. Much of the story, which is told by Theo, has to do with Theo trying to calm and reassure and help to direct his son, whose incredible energy and anxiety have been directed at trying to find a way both to understand what the adults are allowing to happen to the world and to take arms against it.
I must say it is a lovely story and novel, and we are definitely so looking forward to you coming to Boise to speak. What a privilege it is to have you come. So I want to thank you so much for your time today. We've been talking with author Richard Powers. He has a new book out. It's called Bewilderment. He will be at the Egyptian Theater in Boise on April 18th. This is part of the Cabin's Readings and Conversations series. Now, you can't get tickets online anymore. However, they will be available at a first-come, first-served tickets at the door. So, of course, get there early and snag yourself a ticket. Thank you so much again for taking time to talk with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I look forward to coming out.
Absolutely. We are looking forward to having you here. Up next, the American Red Cross is on a campaign to get more blood donations from all ethnic groups here in Idaho. We'll have more next.